Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Speaking of thunder, I know it's supposed to rain later today, but it is a clear sky right now in downtown San Francisco. We had heard that Petaluma and points north are getting some rain. Yeah, and I think Southern California's getting some rain too.
Yeah.
So, and then it's supposed to start, I guess, tonight into tomorrow morning.
Well,
what do you have?
I don't have anything in front of me at the moment, but yesterday I had a story about snow level dropping to 4,000 feet.
Yeah.
So we do have a storm on the way.
Yeah, they're definitely expecting serious snowfall, which is great news for the snowpack. I actually heard that the counties that are suffering after the fire damage are not super psyched about the rain that's expected to start because there are so many bare hillsides now. And there, you know, those tubes of hay that they put out to kind of try to stop the rain, stop the mudslides and channel the rain. They're like laying those out like crazy and just trying to take preventative measures because, you know, after everything's gone, the mud starts to slide. And actually, in just a minute, I have some big concert announcements that are part of the recovery effort. But this particular part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Yuzette has a little appearance to do coming up on Saturday. This one was actually postponed because of the fires a month or so ago. It is the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales. It's been rescheduled, and it's happening this Saturday. Family fun activities, breweries, and wineries at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View. Tickets are available at talesales.org. You'll be there 11:30 to 1:30. And you'll have your little Ella with you.
Yeah, I always love when I could bring her places.
Right. Super fun.
Yeah.
So is this outdoors?
I believe so, yes. Probably going to be booths set up. And it's
some tenting. Yeah, it's going to be a great day out with your pet, and you can go stop by and say hi to Yuzette and have some ales and some tails, you know, whatever they're serving.
Leash
there.
Law in effect.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I usually have Ella on a leash all the time when we're out.
You just don't want to lose her.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'll start with the big announcements. Bottle Rock has announced several star-studded benefit concerts series for the fire relief efforts. Michael Franti and Spearhead are headlining the For the Love of Napa benefit concert. That's November 18th at the Robert Mondavi Winery in Oakville. Tickets go on sale today at 9, so less than an hour from now. Same night, the Counting Crows are headlining For the Love of Sonoma benefit concert. That's November 18th again, Wheel Hall at the Green Music Center in Rohnert Park. And those tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Train, in association with Drops of Jupiter Wine, because they have all their own winery
right.
and everything, they're performing a benefit concert December 1st at the Jam Cellars Ballroom at the Napa Valley Opera House in downtown Napa. Those tickets go on sale today at 11.
Wow.
So all these tickets for these benefits are going on sale today. The first one, Michael Franti at 9 a.m., Counting Crows at 10, Train at 11. For tickets and information, visit BottleRockNapaValley.com. And they are also one of the partners in the big Band Together Bay Area benefit concert featuring Dead & Company, Metallica, Dave Matthews, G-Eazy. Rancid's going to be there, Raphael, Sandeek. That's November. That's a week from tonight, November 9th at AT&T Park. And be listening to Alice because we actually have some tickets to give away for that. And that is going to be benefiting Tipping Point Community. They've established an emergency relief fund. 100% of the ticket sales go there. And you can actually make a donation at tippingpoint.org and get more information there as well. All right, there's that. So congratulations today to Lady Gaga and Christian Carino. They are engaged. I know. I feel like I barely am over her breakup with Taylor Kinney. But they've been dating for a while. They secretly got engaged over the summer. She's 31, and he is a CAA talent agent, and he's 48. Christian Carino asked the singer's father for his permission to have his daughter's hand in marriage. Due to her current health state, they're focused on her recovery. Don't have any wedding plans as yet, but they are, in fact, engaged. She suffers from fibromyalgia. It's a chronic disorder that causes widespread muscle pain and tenderness, along with fatigue, memory, and mood issues. Last month, she announced her decision to postpone the European leg of her Joanne World Tour just days after she was hospitalized. She had to cancel her Rock in Rio performance and updated fans through an Instagram post. I was taken to the hospital. It is not simply hip pain or wear and tear from the road. I'm in severe pain, but I'm in good hands with the best doctors.
I'm sorry, who is this again?
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Lady Gaga, and she's engaged now to a 48-year-old dude.
He has clients, so he's her agent. What's his full name, Sarah? Christian?
Carino.
Carino.
Christian Carino.
So he's her agent, Justin Bieber's, Christina Aguilera, Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Lopez, and Simon Cowell.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a stable.
Mm-hmm.
She was previously engaged to Taylor Kinney. They broke up in July of 2016 after 5 years together. At the time, she said that she believed they were soulmates but needed to take a break because of their busy schedules. I think he's on Chicago Fire right now, but I know him. He was a werewolf on The Vampire Diaries,
which was a great show on the CW network. You really watched it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
First couple seasons of it. It got stupid after a while.
Oh, really?
It wasn't stupid from the beginning?
It wasn't stupid at the beginning. I loved it.
Okay.
Speaking of vampires, they're all the rage. A show called Vampire Dad. That's where Andy Dick got fired from. This is over harassment claims. We talked a little bit about Andy Dick yesterday. Someone had come out and said he'd gotten fired. So I have a little bit more. The director, Frankie Ingracia, was promised that Andy Dick would be clean and sober when he arrived on the set of, it's a woman, Frankie, set of her Vampire Dad on October 18th. And he was when he got there. Shortly thereafter, he wasn't. He did not stay that way for long. He was fired from the project on his first day of shooting over sexual harassment claims the cast and crew made against him. He became intoxicated on the set. She said, "We were promised he would be delivered sober. He was sober upon arrival. As soon as we heard about the misconduct, I told my first assistant director, get him off the set. In fact, they removed him so quickly, we let him keep the wardrobe." They pushed him out. She's saying, he was literally pushed off the set. It is inexcusable what he did. It was a zero-tolerance situation. The minute we heard something, he was gone. According to a termination letter obtained by therap.com, I assume, he was removed from the set after multiple flagrant acts of improper conduct and inappropriate contact with several crew members. This marks the second film this month from which he's been fired over sexual misconduct and harassment claims.
Second this month?
Yeah, he was dismissed in mid-October from the Arizona set of the, I think this is the one we were talking about yesterday, Raising Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Dick, nor his reps, have responded to comment requests. When they hired him, he presented himself as a cogent, polite, and sober person. We thought he'd make an interesting misfit vampire for Vampire Dad.
Uh-huh.
The producer says she believes in second chances and echoed the director's statement that they were under the assumption that he was sober. If I'd known about the incident earlier in October in Arizona, we never would have hired him. And they go on to rant and rave about it. But that's the bottom line is...
he's unhirable is the bottom
line. He's unhirable. There's a petition right now to uninvite Casey Affleck from the 2018 Oscars because of two sexual harassment allegations against him from 2010. We've all heard about this stuff and just seem to not be mentioned again. Even worse, he won Best Actor last time around, meaning that he would present the Best Actress winner this time.
Oh, and is that
wanna,
how that works?
Apparently. They want to uninvite him. Dr. Oz talks to Corey Feldman on his show today.
I can't watch this guy.
I am with you.
I'm not into him.
I'm not into him either.
Yeah, he's strange.
But look, he gets a guest from time to time, and apparently he talked Corey into calling the LAPD right after the show and giving them names.
Is that
and he
right?
was on, what, the Today Show a couple days ago? We heard an interview with him and
One
Matt Lauer.
Oh,
and
oh,
I think
yeah,
Megyn Kelly, too.
Mm-hmm.
He went on both of those shows and said, you know, I want my $10 million.
Yeah, that's the difficult
part
is
for my movie.
We don't want you to make a movie. We want you to go to the police.
Right. And the New York Post is reporting that Corey did make the phone call to the LAPD and did name two new names. So here's a little, here's the preview clip for the Dr. Oz show. Oh, give no.
Sorry,
I'm not subscribing to your channel, Dr. Oz. Anyway, if you're interested, the whole damn interview is up there. And I actually thought when Dr. Oz was talking, I thought that was Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
I
they sound
kind of did too.
Yeah, they sound the same.
Gravel.
Anyway, there you go. It is official. Beyonce will be playing Nala in the upcoming Disney's Lion King live remake.
Oh, I don't know that.
She's going to play Simba. Simba is the main character, and Donald Glover is playing Simba, Childish Gambino.
All right.
Also known as, I believe, MC DJ, although Hooman was reporting as Mick DJ this morning. James Earl Jones is back as Simba's dad, Mufasa. She posted a picture of the cast on Facebook. It's a CGI remake. But they're using live shots of Africa, and I guess they're doing like a full, it's going to be extremely realistic CGI. I guess maybe they make their mouths move with CGI, but they're going to film real lions, apparently.
All right.
I don't know how they're going to get the monkey to hold up the baby lion, but I guess maybe that'll be CG too. I don't know. I don't know if you can train a monkey to do that. Alfre Woodard is going to play Sarabi. That's Mufasa's wife, Simba's mother.
Maybe Africa doesn't have the same animal protection laws. And they can...
Sure, come on in. It's a star-studded cast. Chiwetel Ejiofor is Mufasa's evil brother, Scar.
Oh, he'll be good. He's a great actor.
John Oliver is Zazu, the bird who advises both Mufasa and Simba. Billy Eichner is Timon, the meerkat. Seth Rogen is going to do Pumbaa.
Oh, you know who would have been a better Scar? Idris Elba. He would have been amazing.
Oh.
I would have recast that one. But I love the guy you said. Yeah, Chiwetel.
Let's see. Oh, actually, we were just talking about The Lion King because Robert Guillaume passed away last week. Benson played Rafiki in the movie. Somebody named John Canny, K-A-N-I. He's playing Rafiki. And I guess he is the Black Panther's father in Captain America Civil War.
Oh, that's interesting.
And in the upcoming Black Panther movie. The movie is supposed to be out summer of 2019. Jon Favreau is the director, and he showed some of this footage. They called it jaw-dropping. I guess he was at some film conference or other. It hasn't been released online, as far as I know, but he showed it to this audience of people, and people were flipping out over how gorgeous it is.
Wow.
And how amazing.
Jon Favreau, as we all know, directed the first Iron Man movie, but if you get a chance,
which was awesome,
go see the Jungle Book live action. He did such a good job with that. I don't know what age your kids need to be to see it. It's not for little kids at all. I'd say at least 10 years old.
And also not for grown-ups?
For grown-ups, for sure, 100%.
Oh.
I was watching it on the plane to Florida, and I was like, wow, this is so good.
The new Lion King is set to open July 19th, 2019. So we're well over a year away from this. But Beyonce has just been booked as Nala.
You just watched that on your recent trip to the church meeting in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's
good.
Oh, is this scenes from the actual movie?
Yeah. Taking it to the next level.
That guy just sneezed?
Yeah. He did.
Well, he's a baby. He's
fine. Oh, bless you.
He's got to find his roar, Vinny.
And it I've never seen this.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I don't know.
So freaking good.
Isn't there some heartbreak in this?
Oh, there's heartbreak in every Disney movie.
But is this the worst one? I've heard it's the worst one.
That's
why we haven't watched it yet.
No, this is by far not the worst one.
Which is the most heartbreaking one, then?
I think Bambi's mom getting it.
Bambi's mom.
That's the one that's just a gunshot. That's a scar on my childhood.
It's a scar on my childhood, too.
I don't think that's the one where... That's old-timey. But what's a modern one?
Modern?
I would say... Most of them, I don't even think this one's, it's horrible that his dad gets it, but it's you know, they just come upon the...
I'll tell you this most modern one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It might make you cry, even if I bring it up. The beginning 5 minutes of Up is the most heartbreaking.
That's pretty effing heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Actually, Nemo's pretty heartbreaking, too,
Nemo's
the beginning
tough.
Of that.
We fast-forwarded that
past
that first scene.
They all have a little of that in it.
And started with... Just the one egg.
Yeah.
And dad going, you're Nemo. Right.
Did your kid say, hey, what happened at the beginning?
Yeah, too bad
I feel
for
like...
you. This is where we start this movie.
I feel like I'm missing part of the plot here, Dad.
Too bad.
There's a little pain in every Disney movie. It makes the joy so much
sweeter.
All
right, well, then we'll have to watch that one.
Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
He's
another Hollywood name.
The Rush Hour director, he is battling claims of sexual harassment and assault. Six women are accusing him, including Olivia Munn and Natasha Henstridge. We went through some of this yesterday, and Natasha says Ratner forced her to perform. on her knees on him at his New York apartment in the 90s. He strong-armed me in a real way. He physically forced himself on me. At one point, I gave in and he did his thing. Olivia's story isn't new. Apparently, she, without naming his name, but made it easy to figure out, she put him in her 2011 book, Suck It, Wonder Woman, The Misadventures of a Hollywood Geek. She didn't name him, but everyone easily figured it out. In 04, she said she visited his trailer on the set of the movie After the Sunset. Someone had asked her to deliver something to his trailer as a favor, and she did. He greeted her eating a shrimp cocktail and proceeded to love himself right in front of her. When the book came out, Ratner denied the story. He said Olivia was mad because I blanked her a few times, but I forgot her. He later took that back and apologized. His attorney is denying all the claims against him, saying, I've represented Mr. Ratner for 2 decades. No woman has ever made a claim against him for sexual misconduct or sexual harassment. Furthermore, no woman has ever requested or received any financial settlement from my client. He is actually suing one of his accusers for defamation. Her name is Melanie Kohler. And in a Facebook post on October 20th, she said he raped her. They go on to list all
his... He's not
his...
suing Natasha or Olivia,
no,
though, is
he? No, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's also directed a bunch of music videos. They're listing all his credits here. Ratner and his production company have dealings with Warner Brothers, but they're saying, we're reviewing that situation. He's been working on a movie about Hugh Hefner, and there was talk that Jared Leto was going to be Hugh Hefner, and he's now stepping away. He said, I'm not working with that guy.
Jared Leto said that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And on a related note, he bragged back in January that his best friends included James Toback and Roman Polanski.
Ratner did.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, and I shouldn't even mention this on the air until we verify it, but I thought Ratner got in a lot of trouble for some extremely bad word choices not that long ago.
Oh, I don't remember this.
I don't... Let me look it up, and I'll
I'm maybe our research department can look it
I'm
up.
I'm pretty sure he's the dude, though, who had to, and it was around the Academy Awards time or something like that.
You know,
that
is interesting because I don't know all the directors. Brett Ratner is definitely a name I've heard, and from looking at his credits, it seems like I would have to know his name from something else. So I don't doubt that there is some kind of a story, and that actually does sound familiar. Like he said something.
I think he's the guy. So
you know, he produced The Revenant.
Yeah.
He directed The Last and the X-Men movie. He's a producer on Prison Break, executive producer War Dogs. Like, he's got so many movies coming out in 2018.
Yeah, he's a bigwig in Hollywood, for sure. And only, is he the one? Oh, no,
was he going to direct the Academy Awards?
He resigned in November 2011 after remarking that rehearsal is for the F for gay people.
The what?
Rehearsal is for gay epithet that starts with an F.
And that was the end. He didn't do the show.
He apologized for his remarks.
That's what I thought. He's that guy.
That's amazing that you pulled that out because that would have been 6 or 7 years ago. But I think that might be where I've heard his name, too.
That's the guy.
Ratner.
Yep.
It looks like even Eddie Murphy was supposed to host it, and he pulled out.
Oh, right.
So they had to replace Ratner with Brian Grazer.
Yeah.
And then Murphy was replaced by Billy Crystal.
Anyway, there's a bunch of peaches there in Hollywood. Let's rat them all out. And apparently I don't need to ask you to do that. It's being done as we speak. So whenever I hear about Floyd Mayweather, I always think of, and I don't know if this is true or not. This is what we've heard. All his money is in one account. It's a checking account. And he leaves the receipt for the next guy to see, I guess. I don't know.
He did that in front of a Sports Illustrated interviewer or something like that. And the guy was like, you've got to be kidding. You keep all your money in one place.
Yeah.
He's just not a dude who's big on investment, apparently. But
he rolls with money. What was that? We just saw a video right before the fight with Conor McGregor.
Bring the bag.
Right. Bring in the bags. Bring in the bags. And he's got, you know, several hundred thousand dollars on him at all times.
He loves his props, which is stacks of cash.
Yeah. And he started stacking them, taking them out of the bag.
Well,
and
I just showed you guys yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
that. He's promoting that new money.
Uh-huh. What's it called again? It starts with a C.
Cyber coin.
Crypto cash.
Crypto cash.
Yeah, it's like his answer to Bitcoin. And apparently, he's, you know, there are other celebrities that are doing this, coming up with their own dark web coins. Yeah. Well, Bitcoin, did we hear yesterday they're worth, like, each one is worth, like, $6,000 a piece now?
Yeah, that's right. I'm reading about Mayweather.
So $6,000 bucks a piece. I remember when we first heard about Bitcoin, I think they were under $1,000. We should have bought some. Mm-hmm. We had no idea.
Well,
even
you
now,
don't even I wouldn't even know how to do it. You should have bought some. Where do you go?
I don't know.
The Bitcoin store?
Where is it, Vinny?
Yeah,
I'll go there.
This mysterious punk rock money that they talk about, this Bitcoin, is unknown to the most.
Yeah.
And even if you've got it. Although, I think our dude at Bananas at Large, I was asking him one time, do you take PayPal? He goes, we take it all, including Bitcoin. And I was like, what?
Wow.
You do? Yeah, well, you got to take it all. We're selling stuff.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Bananas at Large. Look at you go.
Shame.
Good for you guys.
Anyway, Floyd Mayweather, the guy with all his money in one account.
Right.
Or so I love to think. He is looking to write a check for $29 million. I guess he was looking at this penthouse in New York. And it just, I mean, I don't know what he's worth right now, but he just got $100 million.
Yeah, but he had that big tax bill.
Yeah, that's true.
$340 million is what it's saying, right?
That's what it says
on
his account.
Well, you know what? That's as of last year. Let me see if I can get a more update.
Well, so maybe it's closer to 400 mil now.
$740 million.
Oh, Jesus.
Good for him.
Oh, I hope it's all in one account. God, I would just love, I love that. Anyway, because I guess if you have $740 million, why would you trust anybody else with it? I'm just going to put that in my bank account. That's all.
Right.
He was looking at about I don't know why he's aiming so low, $29 million penthouse. Come on. You can do better than that. Spend more than that.
Not everybody needs the best house in the world, Sarah.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather needs the best house in the world, Vinny. Where is he? He's got to keep his cash somewhere. It's some kind of temperature-controlled vault in a house.
Bring the bag in.
Yeah. see the bag.
Real quickly, back to Bitcoin. So I just did some research, and it looks like when it first launched in 2011, it cost 8 cents for a Bitcoin. Then in 2013, it was $22 a Bitcoin.
Now, oh, my God!
In 2017, it's $6,000.
So people only buy fractions of one Bitcoin. I mean, no one is splashing out $6,000.
But does it say there, didn't this start as hidden money on the dark web? There was actually no value other than it was just a hidden thing.
8 cents a piece.
That you had to find in order to have this Bitcoin.
Yeah, you had to be invited at the very beginning.
Why didn't anyone invite me?
Someone just texted in a website. It's called Coinbase.com. You buy and sell digital currency.
Coinbase.com?
Coinbase.com.
That sounds very straightforward.
World's most popular way to buy and sell Bitcoin.
I wouldn't even know where to spend it. I mean, I guess you just buy it as an investment when it costs 8 cents a piece.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you imagine if you had, like, I don't know, what does that come out to? Wouldn't that be $800 to buy 1,000 Bitcoins at eight cents a piece?
We're not doing math, Sarah.
Yeah, what did you just do?
Come on, Bryn's not even here to help me do math.
You had a partner in that nonsense and he's off.
I mean, you'd have like, I think you'd have like $60 million or something.
All right.
We just told you. No more math. Stop it. Next story.
So sick.
What else?
All these missed opportunities that I hear about years later. That's it. That's all I got time for.
Right. Oh, I got that song and everything.
Oh, okay.
What song? Let's hear it.
It's a new U2 song. What's it called?
I forgot.
Oh, great.
All right, anyway, here it is.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. You're the one that gave me the story.
I know, but you didn't hand it back to me. I said, find this if you can.
Man, we really started strong today. I don't know what's happened to us.
Yeah, it's on the desk. Should we wait?
Yeah, we'll do it at 9. New U2 song coming up at 9.
No, we've got a big movie review at 9. Let's not...
We'll do it next. We'll come back with it, okay?
All right,
right
sounds
after
good.
This. Right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I cannot wait to see her perform live at Alice in Winterland. That's Maren Morris, and she's opening the show up for John Mayer. It's a totally sold-out show, and we'll have the first set of tickets that we're giving away today coming up at 9:05. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Hooman, play
Announce the name of the song.
It is called... Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Get it together, you
it's
two.
It's in the...
Get out of your own way!
Here we go. Kendrick Lamar's on it. We'll play a little bit of the song, and then I'll end it with the Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. That's good. I like this.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, you want to hear Kendrick?
Wait, have we gotten to the... I want to hear the chorus.
Okay, here it comes. That's the chorus.
That's nice.
So Kendrick's...
Smells like a hit to me.
So
all right.
Here's Kendrick at
Let's
the end.
Let's hear Kendrick.
That's it.
Oh, that's where it ends? Just like that?
Just like that, yeah.
All right, that's a new song from U2 featuring Kendrick Lamar. It's called Get Out of Your Own Way.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. You want to watch this show?
Hello.
You can. Go to RadioAlice.com.
/watch.
Don't stare at your radio like it's actually there's anything to see there.
Yeah.
Come on.
This isn't the olden days anymore.
You can watch this show. Mm. Go to your computer. Check it out. It's fun. RadioAlice.com.
Oh, good job, Hooman.
Oh, Hooman, stepping up.
Here's what's happening. We begin with Falling Back this weekend. As this Saturday night, when you climb into bed, that's the falling back sound,
it's a long
everyone.
Fall.
It's there. See how much better it is when you're here to hit the button, Hooman?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That U2 song was hard. So forgive me.
Anyway, we fall back. So when you climb into bed...
He's still falling.
It's a long, long stairwell.
When you climb into bed this Saturday night, you're going to turn your clock back an hour. Or you'll just go to bed and your phone will do it for itself. And that's how we do. That's how we do it now.
Ow! Really hurts.
Fall back this weekend, everyone.
Right, nice work, Hooman. Way to find
to find the button.
Sound effect. Great work.
Also, it's the perfect sound. You did it.
Thank you.
The weekend rain that we have coming our way. Some are saying it's already begun in the North Bay, but it's expected for tomorrow through the weekend. In fact, we'd heard snow levels down to about 4,000 feet in Tahoe.
Pack the chains.
I'm now seeing that weekend rain in the Bay Area is going to be a little lighter than expected.
Oh, good.
So that could be good news for the people still trying to recover from having been on fire for 3 weeks.
Right. The rain would have been great a couple weeks ago, and now it's actually hampering the recovery efforts.
Right.
Can you hear the rain?
Yes, I can. I can hear it, Hooman. Okay. Good job.
Sure.
More sound effects. That's great.
Last night was Game 7 of the World Series, and your new baseball champs are the Houston Astros.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. You want that right now, huh? Hold on.
Come on!
I didn't know you wanted that.
You
we already played it.
Never mind. I'll just move on. I mean, we're running out of time at this point. Don't forget...
That's true.
That was a long fall.
Was it? Hold on. Wait.
No, that's the rain.
I know. Hold on. Wait. Here it comes. I got to stop the rain.
Yeah.
We'll stop the rain.
Woo!
Congratulations, Houston.
Good news for Houston.
And smoke that, LA. So a mom is a 28-year-old mom named Amber Schmunk.
Schmunk.
From Fredonia, Wisconsin, is in a little trouble. She bought a plastic pool for her kids last month, but there wasn't enough room in her minivan for it.
Uh-oh.
So she put it on the roof of the van, and then because, you know, it's on the roof, she said to her 9-year-old son, climb up there and hold it down while we drive home.
You gotta be kidding me. What? What?
Don't overreact.
I feel like this is a totally appropriate reaction to this. I didn't know what you were going to say, but not that she had her 9-year-old hold the damn pool
you
down.
You didn't hear the whole story yet.
All right,
don't
let's
worry.
Oh, is the kid okay?
She figured he was safe because she strapped him down inside the pool.
Yeah.
The pool was there, and then she strapped him down.
So he was there for, like, added weight?
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Someone spotted her driving with the kid in the pool on the roof, though, and called the cops because it didn't look safe.
No.
When they tracked her down, she said, I thought it was fine. My dad did this kind of stuff to me all the time when I was his age.
But there's a reason we don't do it anymore. Some of the kids fell out of the pool.
She was arrested and charged with felony reckless endangerment and is looking at 10 years.
Yeah, she's a dummy. I can't believe
years.
Her kid made it to 9.
She tied him down. You hear that part?
Yeah, but the wind, it's not safe. You don't put your kid on the roof of the car. You just don't ever do it. It shouldn't enter your mind. You pay for home delivery of the plastic pool. Or you find a friend with a truck. I can't back this in any way.
All right.
And I'm a terrible mother. I make bad
decisions.
You're
a power mom of Mill Valley.
Yeah, they don't know anything about my mothering. Just being a mother shouldn't qualify you to be a power mom.
Bay Area power mom.
Who knows?
You were on that list.
It doesn't even matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't. They don't know anything about my mothering
skills
or lack thereof.
They held you up to all the other moms in the Bay Area and said
she's a... It was just a big group of bad moms.
No.
I'm telling you, even I know you don't strap your kid to the roof of the car in a plastic pool that's like a sail as soon as your car starts moving. Oh, my God. She's a dummy.
Here are a few things that are going to go on sale here in November as you know.
Oh, for Christmas?
Halloween costumes.
Oh, great. Actually, I have heard that.
Oh,
that
that's
like,
funny.
In January, yeah. You should buy all your Christmas stuff, and in November, you should buy all your Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
I should do that. I won't, but I should.
Cars.
I wouldn't even remember that I had it next year if I bought a Halloween costume right now.
Well, you just hand it to Yuzette. She'd shove it under the desk, and then she would say... Hey, I got your costume right here for
oh,
you.
That's a great idea.
It's why we yeah. have a people.
Yeah, she is
wrong
our people.
With you. Right.
I'm your people.
So cars, too, huh?
Cars. If you're open to buying last year's model, yeah. Now's the time to start shopping because the new models are coming and they need to make room.
Definitely. Go to Audubon.
Yeah, get yourself a nice Mercedes.
Belmont.
Ask
for
John.
Johnny V. As in Victor. Mama needs... A car sold.
When are they going to fit? You know, the bummer about that spot is it's been under construction. And you can see they're building the brand new location and all. But it's got to be weird for people who are all. So you're down the street then?
If you just drive right down there, you'll see exactly where they're set up. But a lot of the Mercedes-Benz have gone under that. And I think they might be the last one in the Bay Area. Or the construction.
Oh, so they're getting a brand new look and everything.
Mm-hmm. Really beautiful. I've been to 3 other dealerships, and they're really nice.
What fun that must be, going to dealerships.
Well,
Johnny Tate,
he's
like,
for a car.
It's Saturday. Let's go to the dealership.
He's working Saturday, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's Wednesday. I got the day off. Let's right. go to the dealership.
Also on sale in November, televisions and kitchen appliances and cookware, everyone. Oh. So there you go.
It's what your mom wants, a new blender.
Right.
Actually, I'd love that.
In Japan, non-smokers are going to get 6 days extra paid leave to make up for all the cig breaks that other people take.
Is that so?
It's
that
a common
would,
complaint.
That would
gripe.
Make me want to quit smoking.
For all the, well, right, but
be like, yeah.
Wanting to and being able to are two different things.
I'd lie about it.
What?
I quit, man. Give me my 6 days.
But you're still taking all your ciggy breaks, too.
No, I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Hide behind a bush or something.
That's a pretty common gripe.
Absolutely.
Hear people say it, man. Man, that dude
every
is
every time I go to his
there,
office, he's not in there. Yeah.
Stinky guy out on the sidewalk out there.
You can tell when he's been in the elevator.
Who are we talking about somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was just saying random stuff.
I'm like, that guy's been here.
All right. Well, listen, he needs a grit.
Absolutely. I feel his pain.
Right. The movie review is coming up, everyone.
Yes, it
at
is.
9:15.
Woo!
Legit Tommy.
Yeah.
Or
Tommy
as
here?
Is Tommy
his mom
here?
Knows him.
He's
Tommy Igo.
He's in the building. We're trying to get him upstairs. It's complex.
It's hard to get someone.
It's hard to even know when you have a guest here.
Yeah. It would be great if like they would just call us from security. We are one
that.
Of the people that work in this building. Like
hey.
But we've been here a while. I mean, it seems like they know we're here. And when someone asks for us, they could call up and
Things are weird in the building right now, Sarah. Yeah, give everybody a break, including security. They don't know. They got an email that says, "Welcome to Bonneville." They're like, "What? What does that mean? What in the hell does that mean?"
I'm so glad I didn't get one of those. I'd be so confused right now.
Sorry, that was inside. Yeah, my bad. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, "In my opinion, Lion King is the worst sad scene because they show everything." And then this person describes it, which made me sad.
Mm, it is sad.
I'm not going to watch that one.
It's very sad. No, that's one of the best ones. You got to just fast forward that, and it's not that sad.
I can't take it.
It's sad, but you know, you'll live. It's a cartoon. Yeah.
You guys know Lars from Rancid is a local boy, right? From Campbell. He was on my brother's soccer team. Yeah, so was Tim. And the band is, you know, started out in the East Bay.
Yeah.
I don't think Tim lives here anymore, but yeah, I imagine that's why they jumped in to help out.
Like, we would love to be a part of any kind of benefit.
I love Rancid. If you get to go to that show, you're stoked. I've seen them live. They're excellent.
The show you're talking about is Band Together Bay Area. It's a benefit concert a week from tonight. It's Dead & Company, Metallica, Dave Matthews, and Rancid is one of the many bands that are playing. AT&T Park. Go to tippingpoint.org for information. I assume tickets are available there as well.
I'll read a few more texts on the other side of these commercial messages, and then the boys will do a movie review.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.